Good evening. This is Akashwani. I am V.C. Pramod with the news at 9. Narendra Modi inaugurates first phase of Navi Mumbai International Airport and other connectivity projects in Mumbai. Says government aims to make India aviation MRO hub by decade's end. Centre directs drug controllers of all states and union territories to ensure mandatory testing of each batch of pharmaceutical formulations before market release. Three scientists from the US, Japan and Australia awarded Nobel Prize in Chemistry for developing metal organic frameworks. UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer describes India-UK free trade agreement as biggest deal his country signed since leaving the European Union. Six workers killed in an explosion at fireworks manufacturing unit in Dr. B.R. Ambedkar Konaseema district of Andhra Pradesh. And in ICC Women's ODI World Cup, match between Australia and Pakistan underway in Colombo. The Prime Minister noted that in 2014, Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated the first phase of Navi Mumbai International Airport, built at a cost of around 19,650 crore rupees at Mumbai in Maharashtra today. He also launched other connectivity projects. With this, Mumbai joins the league of global cities such as London, New York and Tokyo that have more than one international airport. Addressing the gathering after the inauguration, the Prime Minister said, "The new airport reflects the vision of a Vikasit Bharat and symbolizes the nation's progress, culture and technological capability."
Saathiyo, aaj pura desh Vikasit Bharat ke sankalp ki siddhi mein juta hai. Vikasit Bharat yani jahan gati bhi ho aur pragati bhi ho. Jahan lok hit sarvopari ho. Jahan sarkar ki yojanaein देशवासियों का जीवन आसान बनाए. अगर आप बीते 11 वर्षों की यात्रा पर नजर डालें तो भारत के कोने-कोने में इसी भावना से तेज गति से काम हो रहा है.
The Prime Minister noted that in 2014 India had only 74 airports, while today the number has increased to more than 160. He said this has been achieved under the Udaan Yojana, which aims to make air travel affordable and accessible to people from all sections of society. He said India has now become the world's third largest domestic aviation market.
अकेले हिंदुस्तान से इन दिनों हवाई जहाज बनाने वाली कंपनियों के पास करीब करीब 1000 नए हवाई जहाज का ऑर्डर बुक पड़ा है. इससे नए पायलट्स, केबिन क्रू, इंजीनियर्स, ग्राउंड वर्कर्स के लिए नए अवसर बन रहे हैं. साथियों, जब जहाज बढ़ते हैं तो मेंटेनेंस रिपेयर का काम भी बढ़ता है. इसके लिए भी हम भारत में ही नई सुविधाएं बना रहे हैं. हमारा लक्ष्य है कि इस दशक के अंत तक भारत एक बड़ा एमआरओ हब बने.
Talking on terrorism, the Prime Minister said previous Congress-led governments had succumbed to international pressure in deciding not to take retaliatory action against Pakistan after 26/11 attacks.
हमारे लिए देश और देशवासियों की सुरक्षा से बढ़कर कुछ भी नहीं है. आज का भारत दमदार जवाब देता है. आज का भारत घर में घुसकर मारता है. ये दुनिया ने ऑपरेशन सिंदूर के दौरान देखा भी है और गर्व की अनुभूति भी की है.
Tomorrow, Prime Minister Modi, along with his British counterpart Keir Starmer, will review the progress made across various areas of the India-UK Comprehensive Strategic Partnership in diverse aspects of the Vision 2035 in Mumbai. The UK Prime Minister arrived in the city this morning, marking the start of his first visit to India since taking over as the British Prime Minister last year. Earlier in the day, Prime Minister Modi inaugurated the 9th edition of the India Mobile Congress, Asia's largest telecom, media and technology event at Yashobhoomi in New Delhi. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Modi said that digital connectivity in the country is no longer a privilege or luxury, but an integral part of every citizen's life. He said the country, which once faced difficulties with 2G, now has 5G coverage in nearly every district.
जो देश कभी 2G को लेकर स्ट्रगल करता था, आज उसी देश के लगभग हर जिले में 5G पहुंच चुका है. इलेक्ट्रॉनिक्स प्रोडक्शन 2040 की तुलना में 6 टाइम बढ़ चुका है. मोबाइल मैन्युफैक्चरिंग में 28 टाइम्स और एक्सपोर्ट में 127 टाइम्स की वृद्धि हुई है.
Center has asked drug controllers of all states and UTs to take measures to ensure testing before the manufacture and release of each batch of pharmaceutical formulations to the market. In a letter, Director General of Health Services said, this must be done through monitoring during inspections and sensitizing the manufacturers through circulars. A report.
The direction has come in the wake of recent report of child deaths in Chindwara, Madhya Pradesh, allegedly linked to contaminated cough syrups and concerns related to quality of these cough syrups. States and UTs have also been asked to ensure that the manufacturers have robust vendor qualification system in place and use raw materials including excipients from reliable approved vendors only. DGHS emphasized that as per drugs rules, the licensee shall test each batch or lot of the raw material used for the manufacture of his product and also each batch of the final product. The licensee should also maintain records or registers showing the particulars in respect of such tests. Suparna Saikia, Akashwani News, Delhi.
GST Bachat Utsav, which was announced by Prime Minister Narendra Modi and commenced on the 22nd of last month, is benefiting all sections of society. Today, our correspondent brings a report on the GST reforms that will boost the economy of Kerala.
The new GST reform is a major boost for Kerala's farmers, small businesses and industries. The spice industry in Kerala, spread across Kochi, Idukki, Wayanad and Kozhikode, will benefit from the recent GST reduction on packed spice mixes from 18 to 5%. The move will bring down prices of spices by about 11%, boosting the state's global competitiveness and making its products more affordable for consumers. The reduction of GST on Malabar pepper from 18% to 5% will bring 11% cost reduction, offering substantial relief to Kerala's spice economy. The GST rate on instant coffee and coffee preparations has been reduced from 18 to 5%, giving a boost to Kerala's Wayanad coffee belt. The reduction of GST on processed pineapple from 12% to 5% is set to deliver a significant boost to Kerala's GI-tagged Vazhakulam pineapple cluster, especially in the Ernakulam and Thrissur regions. The reduction of GST on jams, pulp and pickles from 12% to 5% is expected to bring about a 6.25% cost reduction, directly benefiting Kannur processors. With the revised rates on goods, the next generation GST reforms will benefit Kerala's economy, reinforcing the state's strengths across agriculture, food processing, fisheries and cottage industries. For a state with numerous smallholders, cooperatives and MSMEs, these changes will bring better margins, increased income and greater competitiveness both within India and abroad. Nitika Gupta, Akashwani News, Delhi.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle @AIRNewsAlerts. Details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Three scientists from the US, Japan and Australia have been awarded the Nobel Prize in Chemistry for developing the metal organic frameworks. The laureates, Susumu Kitagawa, Richard Robson and Omar M. Yagi, created molecular constructions with large spaces through which gases and other chemicals can flow. A report.
Three scientists, Susumu Kitagawa, Richard Robson and Omar Yagi, have created special materials called Metal Organic Frameworks or MOFs. These MOFs are porous materials made from metals and carbon-based molecules with large spaces or holes. These holes can trap gases or liquids. For example, they can catch harmful gases like carbon dioxide or even pull water out of dry desert air. They can also help clean water by removing dangerous chemicals, speed up chemical reactions, reactions or conduct electricity. What makes MOFs special is that scientists can custom design them to capture and store specific substances, said Heiner Link, chair of the Nobel Committee for Chemistry. This discovery is groundbreaking because it might help solve some of the humankind's greatest problems like pollution, climate change, shortage of clean drinking water. Komudi Parikh, News Desk.
Prime Minister of the United Kingdom, Sir Keir Starmer, who is on his first official visit to India, has described the India-UK Free Trade Agreement as the biggest deal the United Kingdom has signed since leaving the European Union. Addressing business leaders on the first day of his visit to Mumbai today, the UK Prime Minister said the trade partnership between India and the UK is of great importance and marks the return leg after Prime Minister Narendra Modi's visit to the UK earlier this year. He also stated that this is the largest trade mission ever sent by the United Kingdom to India. India has been conferred with the Outstanding Achievement in Social Security Award 2025 by the International Social Security Association. The Ministry of Labour and Employment, Mansukh Mandavia, informed this while addressing the press conference in New Delhi today. Mr. Mandavia also released the draft of the National Labour and Employment Policy named Shram Shakti Niti 2025 for public consultation. In Andhra Pradesh, at least 6 workers were killed and 2 injured in an explosion at a fireworks manufacturing unit at Rayavaram Mandal in Dr. B.R. Ambedkar Konaseema district today. The incident occurred while the workers were engaged in the manufacture of firecrackers in a fireworks unit. Confirming the toll, the police suspect that the accident occurred due to some mishandling at the unit. The injured were shifted to the government hospital in Kakinada for medical treatment. Chief Minister N. Chandrababu Naidu ordered the officials to personally go to the spot and monitor the rescue operation. Prime Minister Modi expressed sadness at the loss of lives in the mishap. In Bihar, talks are ongoing as political parties in both the NDA and the Grand Alliance try to resolve differences over seat sharing for the upcoming assembly elections. Despite several rounds of meetings, no final decision has been made yet on how the seats will be distributed. In NDA, Lok Jan Shakti Party Chief Chirag Paswan and Senior Hindustani Awam Morcha Leader Jitan Ram Manji have put forward their demands, due to which the final decision has been delayed. More from our correspondent.
The BJP held a meeting of its state election committee at the party's state headquarters in Patna. The meeting was attended by the party's election in charge and Union Mr. Dharmendra Pradhan, Bihar in charge Vinod Tavade, state president Dr. Dilip Jaiswal, along with several union ministers and senior leaders. The BJP discussed potential candidates for more than 100 seats, assessing their winning prospects and their public image as legislators. The list of shortlisted candidates will be submitted to the BJP's Central Parliamentary Board, which will take the final decision. Meanwhile, in the Grand Alliance, the Congress has decided to hold discussions in New Delhi regarding the seats for the first phase of elections in its Central Election Committee. The Jharkhand Mukti Morcha is also trying to join the Grand Alliance. The party's senior leader Vinod Pandey met Tejaswi Prasad Yadav, head of the Election Coordination Committee of the Grand Alliance, in Patna. On the other hand, the Jan Suraj Party has announced that it will release the names of its candidates tomorrow. Dharmendra Kumar Rai, Akashwani News, Patna.
In the ICC Women's ODI World Cup, Pakistan were 107 for 8 in 30 overs, chasing a target of 222 runs set by Australia in Colombo, Sri Lanka, when reports last came in. Earlier, sent to field at Air R. Pramadasa International Cricket Stadium, Australia scored 221 runs in the stipulated 50 overs, losing 9 wickets. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurates first phase of Navi Mumbai International Airport and other connectivity projects in Mumbai. Says government aims to make India aviation MRO hub by decade's end. Centre directs drug controllers of all states and union territories to ensure mandatory testing of each batch of pharmaceutical formulations before market release. 3 scientists from the US, Japan and Australia awarded Nobel Prize in Chemistry for developing metal organic frameworks. UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer describes India-UK free trade agreement as biggest deal his country signed since leaving the European Union. And in ICC Women's ODI World Cup, match between Australia and Pakistan underway in Colombo. And that's all in the news at 9. Good night.